Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's nothing I have to, he knows that. He's a very conscientious pro. No one takes anything that we do more serious on the offense than Derrick Henry. I mean, that's why he's had the career he's had. So, you know, that's just something that he's been working on and something we'll continue to work on with all of our players.
Todd Monken talking about Derrick Henry, who has fumbled in three straight games, has lost two, and he says he knows about it and he's aware and he's working hard. And will he fumble in a four straight game? That's the question.
Well, they say these things happen in threes, right? So yeah. Maybe he's already met his quota.
Yeah.
Look, I think this is a way more interesting game for Derrick Henry than I think anybody probably would have thought coming into the year on the heels of the 2,000-yard season a year ago and pretty much good for a touchdown a game and not being bottled up very often from about week three on last year once he and Lamar got the feel of – you know, what it's like. He hadn't, like we talked about it. He hadn't been in the shotgun much. He hadn't been in the pistol much. So once they kind of got on the same page, it was an unstoppable force for most of the year. So for all eyes to kind of be on him for a multitude of reasons and not because he's on a historic pace is pretty interesting in and of itself.
Yeah. He fumbled three times all of last year. He fumbled three times and we're still in the month of September. It's jarring. And to see the reaction that he had on the sideline Monday night where slamming the helmet down and almost takes himself out. That's in his head. That tells me it's in his head.
More from Monk. He says there were lots of reasons why Lamar Jackson was sacked so many times Monday night.
Sure, some of that, all of that's true. It's not usually just one thing. I mean, it isn't. I mean, it's rarely like, okay, that's it. If it was, it'd be a lot easier to fix, you know. So all of that is true. You know, we could get the ball out of his hands quicker for sure, you know. Could we hold up longer? Could we protect it better? Could we scheme up the protections better? I mean, all of that over a course of a game or a certain amount of throws, all of those are going to pop up. You know, you just try to avoid them the best you can. And we've done a good job of that. It showed up the other night.
So that's all fine and good. Can the Chiefs replicate what the Lions did on Monday night?
I mean, I think they can replicate some of it. I think that, look, we just had Carrington Harrison on. And we talked about some of this, but like, I'm a Chiefs fan. I'm a little concerned about Chris Jones, but I'm not concerned about Spags. And I think that defense, again, in hindsight now, having to go to Brazil and face this Chargers offense is tough for anybody. I like what they did most of the day against the Eagles. I think that defense is pretty good. And they're definitely really good at home. They've won a lot of low-scoring games at home the last year and a half. So, yeah, I think they can do some of what the Lions did. I don't know if they're going to get the pass rush the Lions did, but can they mitigate Lamar's legs a little bit and make it difficult for these guys? Can they hold the Ravens under 30 points? Yeah, I think they can.
I think that point where Carrington was saying if this game gets in a shootout, it favors the Ravens over the Chiefs. Can the Chiefs kind of ugly up this game and offensively play a little ball control, keep the ball out of Lamar's hands, much like the Lions did with the 10.5-minute drive that went 98 yards? If they're able to do that, they're going to have a good shot of winning this game.
More from Todd Monken speaking yesterday. Talks about balancing time of possession with wanting to score quickly.
Well, I'll just say this. It is very difficult in the NFL to drive the football and have those extended plays. Somewhere along the lines, you bog down. So would you love to have an 18 or 19 play drive and take 11 minutes off the clock and score a touchdown? That's the old saying, score more longer, right? For sure. There's no question you'd rather do that. And that's what my cousin tries to do at Army, right? Score more longer and not give them the ball. 100%. But somewhere along those lines, you've got to get an explosive play. You got to fight to get explosive to push the ball down the field. So in the big scheme of things, no, because the best offenses don't turn it over. They score touchdowns in the red zone, and they're explosive as hell. So if you're going to be explosive, you're going to have shorter drives. That's just the way it is. Because even in Elite last year, I think we finished second and third down conversions at 50%. Well, the more often you get to third downs, just add the percentages. Like, get to three third downs in a drive, and probably at some point, if they get you off the field on one of them, you were 67% and you didn't get in the end zone. So somewhere along those lines, you know, you're trying to get an explosive.
It was interesting because you brought up last week, Jason, about them maybe wanting to have a lot more longer drives just to keep the defense off the field because it's just so bad as we went into that Lions game.
I think they need to find a way to run more volume of offensive plays. That's for sure. I think they need to be running 65 to 70 offensive plays if possible, not around 50. Unless you're, like, again, unless it is long touchdown after long touchdown after long touchdown. When those start ending in threes and not seven, that math really doesn't work in your favor.
I get what Monk's saying, though. Like, you're never going to apologize for scoring points, whether it's a 70-yard play or it's a 15-play, 70-yard drive. But with how poor this defense is playing right now, the more you can keep them off the field and keep them well-rested, the better.
One more from Monk talking about Kansas City's personnel.
Well, they match you, but, when we're in those bigger people, they're going to be in bigger people. They do a good job of matching their personnel with our personnel. We're hopeful to get Isaiah Likely back. That adds another tool for us, you know, in terms of personnel matchups. So they do a really good job. I mean, Detroit last week played a lot of base early on early rundowns, whether we were in 11 personnel or not. So some of that is to take away the run, and they've got their, you know, their thoughts of how to defend us, and we just got to do a better job of consistently stacking plays. That's really what it is. We have everything we need to be really a really elite offense. We just got to stack things together on a consistent basis.
For what it's worth, it does sound like Isaiah Likely is on track to play on Sunday. But what do you hear there, Jason?
I think that they're having difficulty as an offense figuring out, I believe, like, how to manage some of these games because of the variance with the defense. And I think you always talk about identity, and I think identity gets thrown around too much. But, like, and you want to be able to do anything, and you want to be able to do anything even if they think they know what you're going to do. But, like, personnel absences have been part of it. But I also think that, like, it's got to be weird and frustrating for them when 40 points on 50 plays on the road isn't enough. You know, when, like, 33 at home might not be enough. And then it's when we score them. Like, they got to find a way to hold onto the ball more in the fourth quarter, which kind of brings us back to where we started, which is this whole Derrick Henry thing. Like, and if that element isn't going to be there for whatever reason, fumbling, or he is a little older, or he really needs Ricard and some of the guys who aren't there, or the offensive line has slipped up, then I just keep going back to they need to figure out a way to sustain drives, and that might be more quick passing, tempo passing, quick hitters, horizontal passes. And I think to do that without Justice Hill is not to do it at full efficiency. So I for them, it's got to feel like, what is a winning, what's a winning equation? Like, if we get up too far too soon, does that bring out the worst in the defense? Like, I don't know, man. It's got to be kind of bizarre for them. Because they got to be looking at, if you just look at their numbers for the season, you're like, holy crap, how is this? This team's got to be 3-0.
It's only human nature that it's in the back of their heads with how poorly this defense is playing. But ultimately, that's where I get back to where we started too. Like, you're trying to score every single drive you can. And would you like it to be matriculate the ball down the field and take up a lot of time? Absolutely. But if the end result is a touchdown, then that is a win for the offense. And I understand how that can, you know, be harmed because of the defense playing as poorly as they are. But it is a tough give and take for Monk and the rest of the offense, though, because it does have to factor into your equation at this point.
Let's hear from Zach Orr, spoke yesterday, and he talks about potentially being more creative with their blitzes.
Yeah, I think you always want to be creative with blitzes and disguises. I think that a lot of the situations that we ended up in, we gave them a couple of third and longs this past game, but if you look at the second half, they weren't in third and long a lot. And it's tough for to defend any offense, any team when it's third and when you're living in third and short, third and medium. We didn't do a good enough job on get back on track, which is second and seven plus. Too many times in the second half, it was second and 10. They either got the first down or it was third and one and third and two. And you just live in that type of world, especially against a good offense, a good team, they're going to make you pay. And that's what happened.
Jason, he said disguises. And one of the things that got me on Monday night was they tried too hard with faux blitzes and disguises, trying to fool Jared Goff, which was to me a bit of a fool's errand.
Well, I mean, look, they don't have the Jimmys and Joes. So simulated pressures and feigning this and trying to trickery and deception is, it's got to be a part of their game plan. And sometimes there's going to have to be more aggression, and they're going to, against this guy this week, I don't care who he's throwing to, it can be tricky, but like there's a time and place for bringing six. There's a time and place for bringing seven. I think no matter what, Kyle Hamilton has to be utilized as a more aggressive chess piece in this game. Kyle Hamilton has to be used to attack the line of scrimmage and attack behind the line of scrimmage way more than we saw in that last game. Like I it can't just be Marlon blitzing from the slot.
He's only had seven pass rush attempts through three games. Kyle Hamilton has to be used more. You have to do whatever is necessary to generate some type of pass rush, because it's been shown the 3-4, even 5-man pressures, that doesn't get this defense anywhere.
Coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Who are you taking in this football game? Who are your X factors? Who do you like on Sunday? Ravens and the Chiefs. 410-583-1057. Who do you like and why? Also, remember, Baltimore Game Day Uncensored pregame show this Sunday live from the Green Turtle in Canton starting at 1 o'clock here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Time to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Who do you have and why in this game Sunday? Will the Ravens fall to 1-3? 410-583-1057. Let's get things started now with Trey in Joppa. Trey, you're on the Fan.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
I just want to, before I get my prediction, I want to put my GM hat on real quick. I love how you guys think outside the box, and a lot of times you guys speculate and bring up possible scenarios that maybe the average person isn't thinking about or something that's kind of, you know, under the radar.
Thank you, sir.
And you kind of mentioned it with Kyle Hamilton before the break, talking about getting him closer to the line of scrimmage. I called in a little while ago with you guys, and I said, you know, I don't know what other people be seeing, but he doesn't affect the game 10 yards deep, 15
nope.
yards deep. He just doesn't affect it.
Yep.
In order to get the best out of him, I think a sneaky move would be, people going to love this, and this is where we invest our money, bring in a safety that you trust, that you feel like you can play. The reason we don't have him in the slot is because I don't think they trust Kane or mm-hmm. or Kone or mm-hmm. or Darius Washington.
That's
was a big
sneaky
miss,
injury.
I'm
yeah.
telling you. He was a sneaky big miss. So I'm just, you know, just thinking of that. It might be a little cheaper than bringing in a pass rusher, too. Just something to think about.
No, appreciate it.
Yeah?
On to the game, I think it'll be medium scored. I'm believing in our offense. I just think it's a small hurdle to get over. I think the thing that Mahomes does in this game that I'm hoping Lamar does, Mahomes is going to be willing to die running for a first down in crunch time.
Mm-hmm.
In crunch time. Might not come in the first half. This might come in the second half. But he's going to be willing to die for it. Hopefully Lamar is on that same type of time. I'm going to go 27-20 Ravens.
Appreciate the call.
Three safety packages were winning personnel packages for them in the past. Like there's no doubt about that.
And let's face it, when they drafted Malachi Starks, I still think Darius Washington had a role on this defense.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So his injury, and he's probably out for the year.
Yeah, Achilles.
Let's go to Franchise. You're on the Fan.
Hi, Ken. Jason, the question regarding three fumbles by King Henry. What I'm noticing is how they're standing him up. He runs upright anyway, but when he isn't able to go north and south, which is a Ricard issue in my opinion.
Yes.
Now this, you know, the backup tight end that they plucked off a practice squad, they had a fullback in camp. Lucas
Scott, I think. Mm-hmm. I think he's still in the practice squad. Yeah. And my gut it says he's up Sunday because they'd have to put Mitchell Payton on the roster.
Right.
He's already used his three elevations.
Exactly. So I guess, you know, teaching to strip the ball, he runs upright anyway. I think he's got the three out of his system because, quite frankly, you know, you need him as a closer and to have his confidence back. But what I've noticed is every single fumble has been where he has not been able to get north and south, and he's running, you know, horizontally across the line of scrimmage. And then it's been a little freaky with the punch out. Now, my prediction, my prediction. You know, I mentioned Chuck Pagano before, and you said, well, he really doesn't talk much to the press. At this point in time, if Orr struggles again, because Spagnuolo is going to be ready for this game.
Yeah.
Big Red is going to be ready for this game, and Mahomes is. If Spags outcoaches Orr, right, and quite frankly, Pagano's there. why don't you let Pagano then start calling the defensive plays?
Oh, they certainly could.
Appreciate
the
call.
They don't have to announce it, and they don't have to make a big production out of it, and they can try to keep it in-house, and they could still keep Zach Orr on the headset, but it's Pagano's – like, there's a lot of different ways they could handle that. And look, they think very highly of Zach Orr, and understandably so, and he's a great guy, and, you know, what happened to him as a player is horrible. Yeah. He got his career taken from him.
He's about to sign an extension.
So – and we all appreciate all that, but yeah, I mean, the idea of, you know, him being their next great future head coach and all that, like, I think that the optics of that, who cares? That they need whoever's deemed to be the best, most experienced, most ready final say should get it. And if in the next couple of weeks, again, for me, I'd be willing to do it now, but I'm a little crazy. Like, yeah, I think that has to be on the table internally. Like, you don't have to put a press release out. You don't have to fire Zach Orr. You don't have Zach Orr stripped of play calling. Like, you don't have to make a production out of it.
They got to do whatever the heck they have to do to put this fire out defensively, because regardless of what John Harbaugh said, he doesn't like the Super Bowl or bust. This was a year in which your roster was lauded, your defense was hyped up so much, you're going to hit the ground running, and it's been a complete failure through the first 3 weeks, so something's got
to
give.
Just to clarify, Franchise was saying Pagano talking, I think that's an NFL thing, isn't it, Jason? Like the position coaches talk during the bye week, like coordinators talk every week, and the head coach talks multiple times a week, but the position coaches don't talk during the season, except for the bye week, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's – I mean, sure, you could request – I mean, I don't know, it's been a long time since I was a beat person. You used to be able to request them, and then they would, you know, decide whether they want to grant you that. But in terms of having the whole production and bringing them up to a podium and all that, nah, that's not usually happening.
Yeah, we get them during training camp. Every one of – just about every guy talks during camp at some point. And then if memory serves, the bye week, we usually get them once again. But, yeah, I am curious to see – If there does become a change in the division of labor, and as Jason put it, even if it's a quiet change where you don't have to embarrass Zach Orr, but maybe Chuck Pagano is getting more involved in this whole thing.
Look, there's a lot of people there who understand the dark arts and how to try to handle things and sweep things under the rug and pretend that you don't know what's going on. Like what a scumbag kicker who was running around this town for over a decade. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, like, I wouldn't fear that, like, that they don't have enough people there to try to keep that under the rug. But, yeah, in some ways you could do it quieter this way than what you did last year, having to bring Dean Pease out of mothballs and get him in your building.
Coming up next, Mark Viviano. He's retired, but he's still paying attention. And curious to get his thoughts on this start. Another rough start to a Ravens season. Another rough start from the Ravens defense. We'll get some Orioles from him as well. Viv joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app.
Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Here on The Fan. Mark Viviano, former sports director, WJZ Channel 13. He might be retired, but we still appreciate his thoughts and opinions.
Hall of Famer.
Yes, he is, and that never goes away.
Nope.
The Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman Memorial IA Hall of Fame.
Correct.
And the late, great Jerry Coleman will be joining us later. But let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline where Mark Viviano joins us now. And Viv, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start with the Ravens. And how surprised are you that after they spent the whole offseason talking about how they've fixed the defense and they've learned from their mistakes that I guess through 3 weeks it's not fixed and they don't seem to have learned?
It is a reminder that in football and a lot of sports, there's a lot of talk, speculation, and analysis, and then football games are played or baseball games are played and something plays out differently than anticipated. I would say this was not anticipated. To see them run over at home in prime time, really bullied by the Detroit Lions, was pretty stunning. Not to say that if they had just lost the game, you know, and played well, that probably wouldn't be the shocker. I think it's the manner in which they were defeated on their home turf. I'd say to see them at 1-2 facing a big game coming up on Sunday. I've had many people ask me, how do you fix the Ravens? Well, you guys have touched on this. The schedule is going to fix them in some ways going forward because they're just going to be superior to a number of teams. Despite their flaws, they'll probably win. And what this will set up once again for probably the seventh season in a row is how well can they play in January? Barring, you know, any other significant setbacks, surprises, or disappointments, that's just how I see it long term.
Yeah, Viv, that's where I was going to go. Where it's not a must win in September if you fall to 1-3, but considering the rest of the AFC North, where it's routinely one of the best divisions in all of football, it's one of the weaker ones this year. So that's why you feel strongly about their chances to win the division, even if they drop this game?
Sure, I do. I mean, with Cincinnati without its quarterback, with Pittsburgh just not looking like they've really moved forward. They, you know, they're another team though. You start with 8-8 with them and see where they go. Cause that's, they're always in that territory and they win a lot of games. You didn't expect them to win and they'll lose some similarly. And Cleveland's the Cleveland Browns. That doesn't deserve comment. That's, you know, and I know they beat the Packers, which is another reminder of what the NFL can be in a week to week league. And you know, we have seen in years past where the Ravens beat Buffalo in the regular season, then lose in the postseason, beat the Chiefs in the regular season, lose in the postseason. It really does come down to their ability to beat good teams, because there's only good teams left when you play in January, at least the best of them. Some of them even aren't that good that make it to the playoffs, but that's where it is for the Ravens. And I know that John Brissell's at Super Bowl or bust, but I found it I don't know if it was purposeful, but on the Monday night game, Joe Buck, first sentence, it's a Super Bowl or bust season. And Joe's accomplished some things, so I think he can say that. That's okay.
I feel the need to switch over to the other side of town. I don't even know where to start. Just your impression as someone who's covered sports for a long time, of the Orioles reshuffling their hierarchy, giving Mike Elias a big promotion at a time when some people thought he should be on the hot seat, not telling anybody about it, it getting out in The Athletic, them not putting out even a press release, the owners never speaking to it, Mike Elias not speaking to it.
The first time they've acknowledged it was in the press conference.
Then they put out a press release saying the interim skipper is going to be a part of the end of the year stuff with the team president, who we just found out was the team president.
Like,
am I crazy, or are we in a little bit of bizarro land here?
It's bizarro land that I link toward the change in ownership at the beginning of the 2024 season. That you bring in new people who hired new people to run both the business, mostly the business side of things. And then, obviously, without telling anybody, shuffle the hierarchy of, or at least change the title. I think we can safely say they changed the title. And what that means in terms of how the team is run remains to be seen. But to me, it's all about, this is an elongated transition period for a new ownership. And even that has been somewhat awkward.
Yeah.
In that the owner was very present, mm-hmm. and talkative. And I think a lot of people didn't like that. So he kind of disappeared again and remained in his financial world, which is fine. He's very good at that. But so does that mean he then, in shrinking back into the darkness a little bit, just told Mike Elias, it's all yours, go for it? I don't know. And I think that's part of the frustration or mystery. And mystery doesn't play well when you're in last place.
Yeah.
You can be in first place and be mysterious, and that's cool. But when you're in last place and mysterious, it's just, what's happening here? That's all I can tell you, Jason, is that I think the ownership change has been awkward. I think they're trying to figure out who they are and how they want to run this team. I know that you've stated before, and I don't know the specifics, that, you know, what they bought may not be yielding what they thought it was.
Yeah.
And I don't just mean wins and losses. Yeah. I mean the business, yeah, side of it. So if you factor all of that in to this transition, I think what we're seeing is the continued awkwardness, or still trying to find sea legs as to what they're doing with what they have. That's my gut on this, because, you know, I'm not sniffing around, yeah, the warehouse anymore. That's just my feel of it.
And we're talking with Mark Viviano. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Well, with all that said, how confident are you? I know that when they do speak, they like to speak that this season is a blip and they're going to be right back in contention next year. Do you have confidence that that's the case?
Not until I see it, guys. I mean, this is you can't call this anything more than a significant setback, because when it was take off and let's go and you win 101 games and then you get in the playoffs, it's supposed to be moving forward. And I think since Mike Elias came to Baltimore from Houston, just look at how they've performed. Look at their constant playoff appearances, World Series appearances, for a number of years after their rebuild. So that might be a high bar to be measured by, but that's the reality of it. That's what is expected when you go through the pain of a rebuild, is to move it up, move it forward, keep it going. Finishing in last place just wasn't in the plan. Now it is. Okay, they lost a lot of games. What'd they find? I think they found Sam Bassayo. They found Dylan Beavers. Mm-hmm. They found a couple of their starting pitchers who were hurt. Trevor Rogers, for sure. So, yeah, that's what you have. But there's still a lot of questions of how are you going to fill it in, and what is going to be the theory and the game plan about filling it in, because it was very disappointing last year with Charlie Morton and Sugano as your starting pitching ads. That did not move the arrow further forward for this team, and they paid for it.
Viv, would it surprise you at all if Tony Mancelino has the interim title removed and he is the next permanent manager?
It would surprise me, but I guess just in light of everything we've said about the mystery,
yeah,
I guess you have to hold back the thought that that's quite possible. wouldn't be my thought as the best way to go forward. Yeah. And I don't, I have nothing against Tony. I think he's done his best given the situation. But again, if you're really committed to moving it forward, it would be great to see someone next level. Mm-hmm. Next level in terms of dealing with talented players, dealing with the higher echelons of the big league, and just make it go. That would be my thought as to what is best. I would be a bit surprised if it happened, but then again, they're good at surprising us.
Viv, you're the best. Is there anything you want to promote before we let you go?
Just recently, it was just posted. I did a 20-minute sit-down interview with John Harbaugh for Catholic Review Radio. It's a podcast. And talked a lot about not just John's faith, but how he deals with people and how his faith factors into his coaching, his personal life. There's both an article in the Catholic Review in the October edition and the podcast. And if you go to my X or Facebook, you'll see it. It's posted. And it's just another little insight with John and the man who's been coaching the Ravens for 18 years. But thanks for letting me share that.
No problem. Of course. Viv, you're the best. Thank you,
thanks,
as always,
man. Have
sir.
A great weekend. Yeah.
Take care, fellas. Be well.
Coming up next here on the program, Orioles are in the Bronx to start a three-game series against the Yankees. They walked it off yesterday. They dressed as Minions.
The Minions are in the house.
And it's Trevor Rogers' last start of the season.
The house that grew built. Isn't that what they call
it? I think it's grew.
Is that the call? New Yankee Stadium?
The house that grew built. Yeah. Now we're at the hot corner next here on The Fan. Kevin Brown on the call on Mass and Dylan Beavers walk up. Before we get into all that, 410-583-1057. You want two tickets to see Seether and Daughtry on October 12th at Pier 6. 410-583-1057. Win two tickets to see Seether and Daughtry. And as a bonus, you get to talk to Beltway Ben. So give us a call. Win those tickets. So Dylan Beavers walks it off. Then he walks out of the stadium in a Minions outfit. But a nice way to finish the home stretch of a very disappointing season.
Yeah, look, Dylan Beavers has been one of the real bright spots. And that was a game that, for most of it, looked like, you know, at least they weren't getting no hit through six or seven. But it didn't look like they were going to score many runs. And they got it going against Tampa's bullpen, and they get to go out on a high note and then make sure that they get on a team bus that's not parked underneath by the clubhouse like it normally would be, so that we could all see what they were going to wear.
Did we find out who was in the blow-up costume? Have we found that out yet?
I'm sure we will later today. I'm sure
somebody will get to the bottom. I do think, though, we need to talk about their handling of their first step of their offseason, which is these press conferences. And when you have an interim manager, it's not uncustomary at all, you know, for him, your general manager, to come and address the media at the end of the year and not have someone who doesn't have the title of full-time manager moving forward, whose whole role was to get you to the end of the season, right? You could have the GM and the team president speak to this robust coaching search that will certainly include this person.
Very robust.
And you could start to extol the merits of that person if it's an inside job and they're going to get it anyway. But you don't have to sit up there with them. Like, that immediately is going to make it a little bit awkward asking some of the questions that need to be asked. Like, this is why I called, just another reason why I call them what they are, a bogus Bush League organization run by people who have no business running a Major League Baseball operation. Really, you go across the board. You can, like, and Viv just alluded to some of it as well. There's questionable decisions in the business side, in marketing, in sales, in PR, and absolutely in baseball operations. And them doing it this way, to me, and I told you, I told everybody in this room, this is what was going to happen.
Yes.
They have been doing this through their shills and the people they use in the media for weeks. They are setting the tone for what's going to be an inside job.
It's very odd, and I have the media availability up in front of me, that this press conference is happening at the warehouse noon on Monday. So way less than 24 hours prior, Tony Mantolino will meet with the media following the final regular season game against the Yankees. And then he's going to be at this press conference where, 90%, 95% of the questions are going to go to Mike Elias, who in this press release is listed Orioles president of baseball operations and general manager.
Yeah, so they finally acknowledged it officially.
It's the first time the team has acknowledged it. And you're right, Jason. He's going to get a ton of questions about the opening at manager, the opening at GM, his title change. Why was it not announced? And it is going to be awkward with the quote-unquote interim guy right next to him.
And if you're going to say, well, not everybody, the season ended in the Bronx, and not anybody gets to talk to him, even though it was only a three-game series and the guy was just here, obviously, for Minions Day yesterday. I mean, Minions Day just happened.
Minions Day did just happen.
Lord knows Manzo oversaw that.
He might have been in the blow-up.
So even if you wanted to sell it that way, you could do it. You could do Mantolino at 10 and then do Elias at 10:30 or 11. Like, they're setting it up. And I don't want to give them too much credit. I don't want to give them any credit. They deserve no credit. Uh-huh. But you're setting it up almost like they're still a tandem. You're setting it up as if this is still the brain thrust of the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, the whole thing strikes me, as Viv was saying too, last segment. It's just super odd the way they're going about this. And I said to Bone earlier.
And where's the owner?
That's
a good point.
He's got no water guns to squirt people with at this one. There's no hatch to throw at anybody, so he's not here. What's he going to be doing? Interviewing somebody on MSNBC? Is he going to be Davos, Switzerland? He's not going to be at the house he sold, though. He sold the $20 million ski chalet. He won't be there.
He sold the house. I did not know that.
He should be at the warehouse.
Yeah. It strikes me a little bit like when Harbs is at that draft presser and nobody really has any questions for Harbs because they talk to Harbs all the time.
Well, except so he's been the coach here for 18 years and he's not under fire and he's got a contract.
My point is, from the press conference perspective, all the questions are going to be for Mike. I don't understand the point of Mantolino being there in the first place. Like, it just doesn't.
For all we know, Mantolino might have a coaching. He might already have a manager's contract that goes beyond the end of the season. For all we know. I mean, the way they operate, there's no. Like, why?
Cloak and dagger.
Why is that not a possibility? It's completely a possibility.
I think it's a question.
They let the world go
9,
10, 11 months without knowing Elias had a new title and more money and the ability to hire his replacement.
I think a perfectly fair question in light of this Elias situation is to ask if Tony Manzolino's on the
contract. Is he here because he's already got a contract? You're just running a con game about an alleged coaching search?
Well, you know that will get shut down immediately because Mike's going to say, we don't talk about contracts when we're up here. We never talk about contracts.
Yeah. Well, he won't talk about length, but he can tell us if he's under contract for next season. Like, they need to have a manager.
They do.
Yeah, they'll be doing everything on the cheap, like always. So that means they'll probably keep their cheap fake skipper and their cheap fake coaching staff.
Well, it worked out well. They did finish better under him than they did under Brandon High, Jason.
He will finish with a winning record, Jason, regardless of what happens this weekend. Mantolino will have a winning record.
Yeah, he's a real winner. He's a champion. Thoroughbred.
Trevor Rogers will win. Forever. And then they'll lose the other two. That's my prediction, alas. Baltimore baseball tonight. Coming up tonight, the final one of the year at 6 o'clock. It's cut from the same cloth edition. Bone and Ryan Ripken, 6 here on The Fan. Coming up next, though, Ravens Chiefs Sunday, 4:25. Is it a must-win game for the Baltimore Ravens? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.